Parshas Chayim. This is Shir number 65. And we are in the middle of Shaar Oino Perek Gimel. We're in the middle. But by the piece that starts off, V'nach Zer L'Inyan. It's like, I guess, almost halfway through the Perek. Approximately halfway through the Perek. V'nach Zer L'Inyan. Ki Ayedei Amilo Shikrisis Ha'orlo Adayin Hashivim Oiris Hamagulim Neskom Lanispashnu Rak Mishnei Shlish Tachtoim Detveres Menetzach Vahoid. So, just let's put things in a little perspective and let's focus on the whole Kavonas Hamila in a more. It passed me a copy of the diagram. And there's a lot. Okay. Now if you take a look at this diagram, there are other diagrams to look at also. This is not the only one that has to be looked at. But if we look at this diagram over here, we see like this. You see where the Mokim of Das is on top. Okay, the Das of Zah. And over there you have the Hei Chesodim and the Hei Gvuris. You see the Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesod of Zah. You see that where that Teres Yisoid goes until the end of the Shlish Elyon of Tferes Tzah, right? And that's where he divides up between the Shlish Elyon and the Bei Shlish Tachtoinim, the Shem Havaya, which divides over there. So you have, we said we're going to work with the Cheshmen, that you have 18 on bottom, so it's Tess and Tess, right? And you have 8 on top. Okay? So now we have. So what we consider Megula is from the Chazan down. So that's two Chesadim of Netzach and Hoyd, and the two-thirds of Tferes. Each Chesed is Havaya. Two times Havaya for Netzach Vahoyd is 52. Plus the 18 for the two-thirds is Gematria 70. So these are the Ayin Oiris that are Gematria, the word Mol, Mem Lamed, by Mila. Okay, so by the Krisis Ha'orla, until the Krisis Ha'orla takes place, all the Chesodim stay up in Das, because they're afraid to come down even to the area, which is Shnei Shlish Tveres and Netzach V'Hoyd, which is Megula, because it's too close to proximity to the Yesoid that has the Orla that's still there, that's Choyfef on top of it, that's gonna try to take from Kedusha. So instead, they stay up in Das. When we have Krisis Ha'orla, which is the Mila itself, then they're able to go to their places. The two-thirds of Tveres and Netzach and Hoyt. V'nach zel inyan, ki ha'yidei ha'milo shu krisis ha'orla adayin ha'shiv mo'iris ha'magulam ha'skom lo nispash t'rak v'shnei shlish ha'tachtoinim of Tveres and Netzach v'hoyt. So there are the bottom two-thirds of Tveres and Netzach and Hoyt. Aval adayin lo yordu b'yesoid ha'atzmi d'zah, but it didn't go yet down to the yesoid of Zah. V'zeh soid dal rois yismila. Let's take the word mila, mem yud, lamed and ahay, right? And let's split it apart and say we have mem lamed and yud kei. Ki mem lamed is the shiv moiris and megulim is the 70 oiris that are exposed, that are open. The yud kei heim bechina shlish elyon amechusa. The yud kei of mila represents the upper third that's still covered over. And he's going to explain. Well, come on, besoid apri and avar lo manikri yud kei ayin shom. We're going to explain why it's called yud kei. V'tzorach hamoil lechavim bezeh ve'es krisa orlo. The moil has to be mechavim to this when he's cutting off the orlo that he's cut. That shayidei king is galamal oiris and iskram. That the 70 oiris are now being megula on their proper places. The mekoyimam arahoid kiniska. So they're being megula over here in their proper places. V'yicham ba'omrim al hamila. That the word mila is mal yudkei. K'moshin avayin in yudkei. Like you said, yudkei. We're going to explain when we get up to priya. Shugam kein pora yudkei. V'atin avar mitzvahs birchas hayayin. Now, technically, in a bris mila, what's the say that varm? You have mila priya, matitza, and birchas hayayin, right? But in reality, in the kavonis, we're going to see that birchas hayayin really goes after the mila, before the priya. Even though lemaisa with mechavan actually when we do what we do, but the say that varm is that the birchas hayayin is attached to the mila itself, and that's what we're up to. V'atan avas soy birchas hayayin. You have to have a kois by a kois of yayin by mila. Even though the yain technically is coming after the priyim, calls in a very tchilim. We're going to explain it first. Kadesh, you would hate to almost, you'll understand it better. Can you elu ashiv moyu shem begematria mol? Elu mezgalim tchila biyardim biyasoid. Right? Va'achi ridosim mismatim agvus ashasham. Achi achpam beis mezgalim shlisha in the tveris. Hiu ayin ches oiris. I read it too fast. One second, I'm sorry. Let's just go back again. These 70 oyos, which is gematria mol, is galim tchilu biyodim yisoid. They're going to be megula, and then they're going to go to the yisoid. And so, in other words, by the krisar, they're going to be megula where they are, and then they're going to take the next step of going down to the yisoid. What's inside the yisoid? The yisoid is going to have the gvuris that are going to need the hamtaka. And the next step is that the upper third of tefes, which was covered over, that's also going to be megula. Okay, so again, technically the order is by krisus ha'orla, the chsadim come down to their places. So it comes out that 2/3 of tveris and netzach and hoyder on their place. Then they're going to go to the yisoid, make amtaka on the gvuris that go down there to get amtaka, because gvuris are getting ready to be given over to nokva. And then we're going to have that the upper third of tveris is going to be megul, and it's going to come down and make amtaka on its portion of the gvuris. Now, altogether, how many chesodim am I going to have now, at that point? Three avayas, which is 78. Ayin ches. So they're also going to go down to the yisoid. And it's going to make a hamtaka on the gvuris that match up to it. On the gvuris that match up to it equally. After we have the orla cut off, and now we have a gilui of the 70 oiris. So the representation of the chesodim going down to the yisoid to make amtaka on the gvuris is the birchas hayayin. Why? They're going to make hamtaka on the gvuris that are there. They're going to shine to them, but not all of them. Why? Because they can only make a hamtaka on the amount of chesodim, which is going to match up to the gvuris. I only have 2 2/3 chesodim, so therefore only 2 2/3 gvuris are going to get hamtaka. Which, like he says, three gvuris minus a third, 70 to 70. Now, v'hine ayayin emsoid gvuris. Yain itself is gvuris. How do we know yain is gvuris? Shainim, because the gematria of yain is 70, and these are going to be the gvuris that get them talk. And why is yain gvuris? Shainim talking rak b'mispashivim oiris levad v'hem k'mispa yain. Why is yain gvuris? Because a bechina, it's a strong bechina that represents din. L'hoiris sheyain heim b'shivim oiris the gvuris ham talking ma'idei b'shivim oiris the chesodim ha'yodim ha'at b'yisayit. So we're showing you, we're utilizing yayin, which represents gevuris, to show you that specifically this is the amount of gevuris that are going to get a hamtaka from that equal amount of chesodim, 70 to 70. The nimtza she the chaven she yayin begematria shiv moiris to chesodim hamagulim sheyor demati b'yisoid. So it's meram. Now you're going to ask me, why is yayin be meram to chesodim, right? We'll get to it in a second. Which is also the Sariyan. No matter what, when the Chesodim are going to make hamtaka on Gvuris, there's something of the Gvuris that's going to come off on them. It's not going to be that you're able to, you know, it's like Lahavdil, somebody works with certain types of people, whatever. Don't think that they're not going to have an influence on you. They're going to have an influence on you. You just have to be strong enough to be able to overcome and to deal with the influence that they might have on you. But the same idea over here. The chesodim are going to be mamtik the gvuris. They're going to get some of the gvuris. So therefore the wine, we're not talking about yayin that's not, that's mashaka. We're talking yayin that's choshev. Right? But it's yayin, it's bechin of din, but it's from chesodim that have that now, this weakening because it touched the gvuris. That's what he says. Behechruchu shemisav miyachad. Yesh bechesodim k'tzas bechinis ma'agvuris ha'maschavim mohem. V'lechem beridim shom nikre gam hem bechinis yayin shugvura. So the chesodim themselves acquire the name yayin when they go down to the yisoid to be mamtik. Ye'enim nimshochem ela yidei brichza yayin shugimach yishev. V'omnam. Shiv Magvuris had Mechinis HaKoyis Diyayin. He says, so where would I more aptly focus on the Gvuris themselves? If the Yayin is going to be the Chsodim, so where's the Gvuris? The Kois. The Kois, what's the Kois? Shigamachi Alekim, which is Din. And what the Kois is made up of, Hey Oisim, Shaboy Hey Oisim, Shkenagit Chamisha Gvuris Kenoida. So that's the five gvuris that are down on your side. Again, we're only really making, I'm talking on the equal amount of chesodim to gvuris. But lemaisa, how many gvuris are down on your side? Five. And that's meram is in the five letters of Elikim. Avada yayin, hem shivim chesodim atim, shesavu ma gvuris, vim tikim kinesk. And they got there, I'm talking. Arein is bar, inin amila, which is the krisis arlok, yosin skala shiv moris chesodim bim koimam. That's where they get their giloi in their place. And it's about in a kois of yain, which that represents, you read the shiv machsadim, be yisoid mamtikim le shiv magvuris. And we had the birchse yain, which now represents that the chsadim go down to yisoid and make amtaka on the gvuris that are over there. Ushnei bechinis elu adayna enem rak shiv moiris, which is no big chiddish, because that's a normal standard. And like we said, it's pachas mishlish. It's less than a shtos. It's less than a shtos, right? Which is no problem. And that, in other words, that's a sustainable position that they can remain in, because there's no oino. And pri is where the chiddush is. And pri is where we're going to have oino that's way more than a shtos. And therefore, it's only going to be able to be a temporary situation. Because when it's more than a shtos, what do we say? It has to be, the whole transaction's off. V'atelav mitzvahs priyishu oino yoisim shtos. She'ati is galagam shlisha elyon. The upper third is going to be megula, a mechusa, what was covered over. Yigimel chesodim gemurim b'chagat megula. You'll have all three chesodim megula. Yemtiku gam ken gimel gvuris gemurim shabi yisayid. All three gvuris that are in the yisayid. V'ni priya, what is that? Ratzaloyim gilui. The word priya, what does priya mean? To be megala. By taking away the or of the orla, so now we're causing that extra step that the shlish elyon is now going to have its chance to be megula. You're peeling away, you're uncovering it from its kisui. So now we'll have three full complete chesodim. Right, and as long as we have the oil there, nobody wants to get near the yisoid because we don't want them to have an achizah chas v'shalom. But on the bechinas hamilu krisa oil afal pishigam hu garmil gili hashemoyris kineska. So if the meal itself, if the meal itself causes that there's already a gili of the oirish hem shlish shalish pachas shlish. The gam geremes that the gilui of the yisoid atzmim calls it ein and nikur b'shem pri. I still, even though I can call it mila, but I can't call it pri. I lemaisa was megala the oiris. He says no. When something is usually revealed, right? You don't call that I revealed something, because that's a normal standard. When something which is usually mechusin now becomes revealed, upara roisha isha, which is normally shows me it's normal the mechusa, normally it's covered over. Now I revealed it. That's called Priya. So here we're going to pull away, we're going to do a Priya, we're going to reveal something that's not normally revealed. And that's a Shlish Elyon. So the word Priya is only applies to the Chelik of the Shlish Elyon. Look inside. He says, by being Megala to seven, the Oysim calls it Ein and Nikru B'Shem Priya. Why? L'fisha Derech, Oysim Echsadim, Liyos, Tome Begilui. The Derech, the normal way is that the Taka always be Begilui. Ke'en lehem Mesech Yisoyed Abina, because they don't have the covering of Yisoyed Abina normally. Ve'en and Niske Rak B'Shem Mila. It's true that over here, they didn't move down to that place, to the Mokka Megula, because they were afraid that the oil was covering over the Yisoyed. And they didn't want to go down. But normally, they do go down. Right? So that's not called Priya, Shu Lashon Krisis Arla Levad. It's only the Lashon Amila where you're cutting it off. Avashlish Elyon, Shetamar Mechotzeb, Yisoyed Amina. That's Nikra Priya. The Gilui Gomor Mechodesh. Mashaloi came Brishan, which we didn't have beforehand. Vina Milas Priya Ratzaloi Mepara Yudkei. Okay, Ashlish Elyon Nikra Yudkei. The upper third, we're going to call it Yudkei. Now, why do we call the upper third Yudkei? See, he's going to explain this one mahalach over here, which is very important. But just Bederech Klal, to understand how it looks in the Siddur, with Kavonis, you have to understand that. If I take the Shem Avaya, now again, we're not working with the Cheshbonis of numbers that we're working until now. That he's going to work with the Cheshbon of numbers over here in Eitz Chaim. But if we work normally, we take the Shem Havayah. How do I divide up a Shem Havayah according to the spheres? So we know. Kaitza the Yud is Kesa, the Yud is Chachma, Hey is Bina, Vav is Vak, and Hey Achron is Malchus. Or sometimes I can say that Hey Achron is Malchus, but Malchus covers over the Nahi. So I can call Hey Achron, I can call it Nahi. What's left of the Vav Kitzavus, is Chagat. So the Hey will be Nahi, the Vav will be Chagat, and what's Yud Kei? The Kachab, or Chabad. So if I want to divide a Shem Havayah into Shlishim, how do I divide it up in format of looking at it as Shemis? Yud Kei will be Shlish Elyon, because that's Chabad. Vav will be Chagat, and Hey will be Nahi. Clear? Okay, so if that's the case, so what's a Shlish Elyon? Yud Kei. So if you look in the Siddur, you'll see that actually that's how Mechavan. Until now, I only had the bottom two Shlish, that was Vav Hey. Now that I'm going to have the first shlish, it's going to be Yud Kei. But he's going to explain over here that, and that's a standard in the Siddur Rishash all the time. But over here, there's another extra special reason why the shlish elyon is going to be Yud Kei. And what's that going to be? In a milas priyas para Yud Kei, ki shlish elyon anik nikri Yud Kei. Why? Because what do we have over there? We said we divided up 8 on top, 18 on bottom. So we have 8 on top. Those 8 on top are going to make, I'm talking how many gvuras, match up. 8. Right? Because we had 70 with 70. So now we have 8 with 8. So 8 and 8 is how much? 16. Yud Kei with the koil. Vaz miskal ma yedea priya. V'yoydim gamken orasim lamata b'yasoyim. Mamtikim gamken shiurim. Ches nekudas acharis. They're going to make, I'm talking an equal amount of gvuras, which is 8. Which is the Shlisha Gvuris Kineskil El, the Nishlamu Gimel Gvuris Shlamis. At this point, we will have a complete Amtok on 3-4 Gvuris. Ches Chsodim and Ches Gvuris, the 8 of the Chsodim, the 8 of Gvuris, together is Gematria Yudke with the Koilu. Vizel Priya Pora Yudke, that we reveal the Yudke, we reveal the Shlish Elyon, which is called Yudke, because it's going to have the 8 of the Chsodim and the 8 of Gvuris. Now, there's a very obvious question over here. So why did I say that Mila is only 70? If I can say Priya is 16, because I'm including in it the Hamtok of the Gvuras, so why did I say Mila is 140? Right? You have to be Mashma Midoisav. Where are we equal? We'll see in a minute. V'ki Yud Vavoy is Nefrom and it's Galam Atei Der Priya Karei, and it's Beis Oris B'Yasoid, Echad is Oris Shlish Ayin, the Chesed, the Tveres, okay, Vabez, Oris Shivim, Mechasad, Megulim, Shem Shnei Shlish, Shem Tveres, Shnei Chetom, that's Abhoi, the Rei Shivim. Okay, so all together, Avim Toim, and here's the question that I just explained, Lom, Abinyan Apriya Nimrizu, Ches Oris of Chesed, and Vagamkin, Ches Oris of Gvuris, what about both? Memilis, Yud Kekinis, Gishu Begamachi, Yud Vav, Ches Chesed, and Ches Gvuris, Kinis Galel, Avala Inyan, the answer is as follows, Kimilu Le Nimriz Raka Chesed, Shem Shivim, Chesed, I'm sorry, this is a continuation of the question. We said is beside yain, it's a separate thing. Is as follows. By the chesodim, the 70, I need two shlavim. I need two steps in the process. Number one is I have to go and make a krisis, or I'll have to make the mila and let them go to that place. Step number two, which is going to take place through the yayin, is that those chesodim in their place are now going to go down to the yisoid and make amtaka. So it's a two-step process. So b'shas the mila, I only did one step. But when I'm up to the priya, by the time I'm up to the priya, where's the shlish elyon of Tveres? It was on its place already. We didn't discuss it because by the ikke chiddush of the krisis ha'orla, what was getting the chelik that's megula exposed, but together with it chesed gvura and shlishalion of tveris also went to their places. So memela, what is the priya doing? God, what is it doing more than what I had before? It's bringing it down to the aside. So as soon as I do priya, I'm automatically straight bringing it to the aside again by the krisis ha'orla. So I'm going to only focus on the main part of it, which is that the 70 Oiris of Chesodim are now Megula. But really what happened was, all the Chesodim went to their place. So I'm only going to focus on the 70 to represent the Chelik, the portion of it, that now is the Chiddush, that it's Megula, it's Oiris and Megula, so it's 70. the next step for that is, okay, I have to bring it to the Yisoid. That's going to take place later on by the Yayin. Yeah? But for Priya, I don't have to bring it down to the Shlish Ayin, to the Mokum of Shlish Ayin of Tveris. It's there already. When is it there from? When I did the Krisis Oila, when I did the Mila. Then I didn't mention it because it wasn't the Ike Chiddush, that wasn't the main part. Fine. But if that's what happened, yeah? So what's the Priya doing? The Priya is bringing it now that Shlish Ayin should go right to make I'm talking to the Yisoid. So if that's the case, by the Priya, the Chiddush is that I'm talking to making on the Gvuris that's in the Yisoid. So therefore I put the Chesodim and Gvuris together to come out to Yud Kei. To come out to the 16 Iris. Mashenkin over there was two separate steps. I didn't do this. What it says here. Avalinyan, let's see it inside. Keep a shiv, my chasadim tzorch beis bechinas. I need two steps. Number one is echelor chasadim shorshim mehadas at mekoimim. Shu betveres netzachoid. O bechinas unasa yidei. Hamila kineskela. That by the krisis or orla, by the mila, that puts them in their place, in the proper place. And I need a separate step. And what is that? That's why that is a yayin. That's through the yayin. But this portion of the shlish mechusa already came down to its mokim, which is in the shlish ayin of Tveris. When did it get there? When the mila happened. The only thing I have left for it is to bring it down to the Yisoid. So when I'm doing the Priya, that's what's happening. It's going straight to the Yisoid. It's going to right away attach itself to the Shlisha Gvura. I don't need another separate step. So therefore it's considered all as one in the Priya. But the 70... Only by the second step is where it's going to join together with the Gvuris. So therefore, it's not Merum is in the word Mila. We explained the word Mila, right? I said that he was going to explain what it is. That can you take the word Dugmas Mashom Chazal Bemilas Priya Shu Poru Yudkei Ken Yesh Bemila Mol Yudkei. Right? You have the word Mila is made of Mol Yudkei. And the Ches Oiris of the Shlish Elyon, which is the Yud, which is going to make them talk, and the Ches Gvuris together, we said that's going to be the Yud Kei. The Lioys Mechobrim Ches Oiris Gvuris Kenitz Kvashem Gematri Yud Kei. Vezeyu of Masha Marazal. Mol Veloy Pora, Kilo Loy Mol. Somebody does a Mila and doesn't do Priya, that's as if he didn't. Why? Kibezois is Mol the Mila Hem Shiv Moiris. Atachtonim Aniglom Aidei Krisis Orla Nikramila. This 70 on the bottom. That takes the place b'shas when you cut off the oil. When the vezois yud kei the mila shem chesois ayonim is tu madan li niskal niglu ad ma'isa priya. They're not going to have their gilu until you do the priya. But nimtzik kishemol v'loy pora adayin a mila is loy nigmara. You didn't finish the mila. Ki bezois yud kei the mila niglu adayin. It's not yet megula out of priya. Ki arei bez bechin is nirmezu b'mila shemol yud kei. Because there's two things. Mol v'loy pora kilu loy mol. It means kilu loy. You didn't do mila. Because you didn't finish the whole mila. Because the yud kev the mila, you didn't finish. V'tam lezehu. Kiav. Shebez oisiz yud kev enim neglum ad apriya. Im kol ze ikir gilui me machim sa mila. But lamaisa, the fact that they're going to have their gilui is only because you did the mila. Because if you didn't do the mila, they don't go to them place. Kim loy mimol loy hoi yor de shlish hahu be mekoimoy. Because if you didn't do the mila and cut off the oil, the shlish elina tries to go on to its place. That first step, which, like I said, is sort of a silent step because we're not focusing it on it, but that wouldn't have happened. Elo yinisha gam hu lamala, but that's going to skalel. V'nim tziki maisa mila is gone b'chinas v'shoyinu, which is you read this shlish elion the chesed, lamata b'shlish elion the tveres is that. That caused it to go to its place. Ol nama yideh apriya, you only do the second step, which that's the actual amtakash. You read this ashlish lamata b'yisoid. It's much less because the bigger thing is to get it first to its place. So now that you're able to megal it and now it can go to the yisoid, that's less of a chiddush. So the ikka mitzvah is takamila. The pri is the added part onto it that we add on. It's like when we discussed this before. What's bigger, moichin of aponim or moichin of ach? Moichin of Ach, well, that's the main part of the building up, right? Whereas Moichin of Ponim is just the extra that I'm adding on top. Yeah, but on the other hand, if I don't have that icing on the cake, I have a cake, but, you know, it could cost him in a sefer. So the same thing, the meal itself does the main part, because that puts all the chesodim in their proper place. But it's the priya that now goes into mezgala, that extra chelik, that now it can make amtaka. You didn't finish the mila because the mila is the yudke also. It's as if the mila didn't take place. Who's Avram Avinu? I think it's a Kedusha slave. It says fascinating. Normally, somebody that's roy can be a makarva to the Eibishta, right? And what happened by Avram Avinu before had the mila? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu was megala to him, he and he fell down, right? And he saw Nechizi and Lila, he saw the whole bris ben Absarim, yeah? Why? Because he didn't have a bris. When a person has a bris, there's the Shema Hashem is on the person, yeah? Now that he did the bris mila, Vayere love Havaya. The Shema Havaya is, you can see on him, because now it's Mezgala on him. We'll see later, if we have a chance. And look, Taimi HaMitzvahs, on Parshas Lech Lecha, that Rizal says over there, brings down, that before the baby's born, his meram is only to roise his shin dalet. Because he has a shin, he puts up his two hands in his head as a shin, right? And he has a dalet, his arm across in his body is a dalet. When he has the krisis ha'ol, and now it's mezgala ha'toro, that's the yud. Now the shem shaki, the shem avai is mezgala on him. Right? That's the choysim, right? Who has matat? As the shmoy kishem rabbi, right? That which is gematria shakai. You become an eved ha'ebishta only when it's mezgala on the person, the shemus of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Back to us over here. V'inei. What does Zoya say? This gal yechesed bepum amma. People make a mistake, they don't know Aramaic. What is Amma? You saw it, not Imma. I've seen people make a mistake over here and say, Pum Imma, the mouth of Imma. Where's Chesed? It's a mistake. It's a partial mistake. Anyhow, so what it means is that the Chesed comes out from the Yisoid, which basically is a reference really for the Zera. Zera is Lovon, yeah? Because Zera Av is Lovon, Zera of Isha is Odoim. So it's Lovan, it's Chesed, which is Lovan, which is Mesgala Bepum Amma, by the opening of the Yisoid. So the oil represents the Yisoid, right? And he's by the opening, Pirish Avram Yisoid HaChesodim, can avoid its lineup. And now, Tinnik, Yishinoy, Linoldo, Losse, Imoy, Vechefefes al Yisoid, the oil covers over the Yisoid. Ukshinimel is Gali Yud, Shel Roish Pia Amma Shaloi. So now when you Megala that Teres HaYisoid, you have a Yud over there. That yud represents Avram, which is chesodim. Ki chesed gematria ayin beis avay the yudin. Ki kol yud is bechesed. V'zeshom b'Avram achshanim over yera love avaya. Ki Avram shu chesodim tzuris yud is kalu pesachoyl. He's merambis to that yud that the ateresi yisoid shu pia ama shu tzuros a yud shu ateresi yisoid. When you to mention avala elki ayideh priya nizgal yud vav oiris. What do we say? Priya, you have yud vav oiris, right? 8, 16. Is why? Because you have Ches Chesodim and Ches Gevuris. Shneim Nitzayr B'Yisoid Atzma. He says the Tzura of the Yisoid is that part. Because that's Ike Chiddush of the Mila, is the Priya. Right? Because the other part is regular. We said that's a no part, that's a no pokus mishtus, which is normal. Right? The Chiddush of the Priya is what it is. So therefore, the Yisoid is Meram is Mamish to the Priya all the time. Why? Because the Yisoid is Aruch Tzuris of Vav. It's a shape of a vav, and now you have on top of that Torah is a yud, which is mezgala by that mouth, the opening of the yisoid. So you have a yud vav, the tzura of the yisoid. Idea pri was nasi yud al vav. Zel bechinis yud vav oyos in his karma. Maski yom yisoid. Tami yos hamila leches yom. And why is mila set 8 days? Ikid to bring out these 8 oyros, right? Shiromz latzilz melech hashmin in ekadar, and also go back to the shvira sakelim. Melech Hadar was the 8th Melech. Kiniski b'ksav yad mor rizal, ayin sham. Right? And that's why we wait for the 8th day. And that's, again, everybody knows, 7 is Teva, there's Lamalam and a Teva, and so on and so forth. Gamzeh soy posig be yoim hi gomel es Yitzchak. Rezal doshu al amila. The Chazal actually dashed this pasuk on a few different stages. It talks about bar mitzvah. It talks about different things. But here, one of the drushes is that it's referring to mila. B'chalkei lebeis tev is hagmal. Split the word higomel to he gimel mem lamet. She also suda b'yoyim amila. He made a suda on the day to mila. V'inyin ki hagomel is gematria 78. Because now you have three full of eyes that are magola. Right, three full of ice, and they make a three on all three. Shem gimel achsodim shleimim haniglim v'gamash lishem achusa. Shem kulam heim ayin ches oiris. Hamizgal b'yisoyd ha'idei pu'ulas hamilo krisis ha'oilu. Shem gimel achsodim gimel havais pshutas. Chof of gimachi gomel. Ve'elu mizgal ma'idei hamilo. These get their gili through the milo. Shem beiz ois is mol. Te gomel. Va'idei apriir nizgal ha'ayin ches oiris. Kominin kol tevis ha'gomel kiniske. Where is this place of this gili of that? So what's the point? The point is that it goes to the yisoid and makes him talk on the gvuris. Who's meramis the gvuris? Yitzchak, right? Hanikri Yitzchak. V'zeu es Yitzchak. Kolam im Yitzchak with Yitzchak makes him talk on the gvuris. And it's a shechsodim shem ayin ches kimin yigomel neschabram yitzchak, which is the gvuris, and he has also that 78. And tedakti teitiv tovin eich betchilis hagvuris loyhoi ra kimin yin kal. Why? Because you have five gvuris. Each one is havaya. 5 times 26 is 130. Chamish gvuris hei havaya. So v'ata yordu gimel havaya is gimel chsodim imtikwa is gimel gvuris. Now I have three gvuris that are mumtak. So how many havayas do I have now? I started with five of Gurus, now I have three of Chesodim more, so altogether I have eight Havayas. 8 times 26. What's 8 times 26? 208, Yitzchak. Yeah. So now Yitzchak has the Chesodim and the Gurus there together, the Gurus plus the three Chesodim that are Mamtikit. Gematria Dal, Pom, and Ben. Right, because every Ben is made up of two Havayas. Right, so if I have eight Havayas, it's four times Ben. Arba bonim dibre Torah, yeah. Kibisoy mashom bala gada. Kenegedal bonim dibre Torah. Uchiver gimel chesodim and gimel gvuris. So if you put together, you have three. How do you divide them up? So you have the three chesodim make. I'm talking three gvuris. That's three bends, right? And then you have two gvuris left over. They combine together. The gvuris without I'm talking is the ben rasha. Harem shlosh bonim ben voy dal revi yishu uchiver beis gvuris shaloi nimtiku, and that's the rasha. Omnom. Rasha, because he's pure dinim without amtaka. Yeah, you don't understand? Again, I have five gvuris. Three of them have amtaka, so those are going to be connected. The one that's they're going to be connected. The tzaddik, not the tzaddik. The chacham, the tam, and the sheni adelishal. But the two gvuris that don't get amtaka. They're the ones that feed into what? They're the pure dinim. They feed into the Rasha. Now you understand? Okay. V'omnam, however, the fisha shibboiris nizgalut chila v'achachah, since we divide it up, 70 and 8, the two steps, right? That's why the chazal take the word higomel and they divide it up. Hag mal. Hey gimel is 8 and mal is the 70. The shnai mol hey meshiv moyus megulim and hey gimel is the shmoyna oyris the eight that are stumim. Liyos malyonim niska betchilas hag. Hashem dachtoyin miska bachroinim which is mal. Va'ayim bedrush va'avram miska v'yakov yosef shebiyar zel ba'ifanim acherim megulim apia gomazoyis keniska. Because over there they're all based, all the shemis are based on different havayas and so on and so forth. Drush hey perikay. Gam bedrush zay yovaninim mechivas yosef shenigin vuach of hashvatim machrulim mitzrayim. They took yosef. Yosef is who? Yisoid. Yeah. Gam tovin inyan gan of a gazlam an yonam, and a yosef is bechinis yisoid. Can over see besekriyose kachu k'mosh nevar leel kitzuris yisoid is a vav ator is a yot. V'hul siba haoras shom ches chesodim al yonim shebeshlus mechosim amtikul lecheshoras hagvuris. You're gonna have eight made being mamtik eight, which name is yud vav. That's the yud vav of yosef. And what are you left with? V'shar ois sof, yeah, which is soif end, yeah, which is yisoid is a suma de gufa. Ois biskoidish, v'shar ois is oiris atachtonim shem shivim oiris of chesodim v'shivim oiris gvuris imtikum chesodim hem kuf mem kimin yosef the yosef. So you have together in yosef you have a remez on three chesodim being mamtik three gvuris, right? Except it's divided up in the way that you can see yud vav separate that's the shlish elyon and the samach fei which is the two and two thirds the ayin. the two ayins. Shem gimel chesalim gimel gvur shem shlosh pomo. Okay. Vinech nechlag yud vav lebad. Shem oris aboy maidea priya. V'lechein nirmuz v'beis oris v'shoynis yachet. So that's where it's merumus first by themselves. And the sof, which is oris aboy maidea amila, hem nirmuz v'akroino v'beis oris yis akroinis, which is samach fei. V'nimtsa shi yosef hua oris shalach sodum agvur shem vav havayis, which is gematria yosef. V'kashi gon vuach, of when his brother stole him, kvar noidik yeish, Hefresh ben Ganav and Gazan. We have a difference between a Ganav and a Gazan. V'huki a Ganav is Beseisa. Right? He does it not in the open because he's not looking to kill and whatever. But Gazan is Begili. V'afu pi shem gon vuhu kulu shem gimel chesodim v'gimel chesodim v'gvuris amuchosim v'gili yachrim kozel loy gon vuhu rak shloish hashlish Beseisa. That's where is normal. So that's a normal area. Is in the area where it's Megula. From its covered over. Because they took the chelik of Geneva and the chelik of Gezela again is the open area. Geneva is the hidden area. Kolza kol nikra b'shem Geneva in oifun kolik. Moshe Markosiv ki gonav ganafti merit mitzrayim. He says two lashon is gonav ganafti two bechinis. Lofi sheikah begam was the mechusa. Va'achas she gonav beis bechinis in his gonav machrul mitzrayim, which is the kali, right? And they fed him. They get him to the orla. Was chaz eva kolish nikra yisoid l'slabesh be orla. Chas v'shom was a soid a mechiru l'mitzrayim. They put the bris, they put the yisoid, which is Yosef, into the sitra achra, and echza olubam, shemakliv is b'yisoid ha'elyon chas v'shom v'hovin zeh. And with this, we finish the printed, normal, standard edition of Oitzis Chaim, Baruch Adonai l'olam, v'amen v'amen, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue from Oitzis Chaim, from Havas Shalom, which has other chalokim that also belong part of Oitzis Chaim, Mitzvah Hashem in the future. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen. What?
I killed so many pages.
No, that was it. I wanted to stay. Right. Okay, so if you're both not going to be attacking the next 2 weeks, yeah? So, what? So maybe I'll just continue that because we'll learn something else for the next 2 weeks. We'll learn maybe Sharp Sukkim or something else on the Parsha. And then when you come back, we'll go back to the Oitzis Chaim, to the part that's missing. Okay? No, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever. Okay. It's all Torah either way, whichever way you cut it.
I can't believe the L'chaim finished.
Yeah. No, where's the L'chaim? Where's the...
Where's
the Shnach? That's what I'm saying. Sunday. Sunday. Bez Hashem. We should be Zaycha. Bez Hashem. I'm going to run. I'm not going to leave you with the one in the Pasha because I want to try to make Ma'ariv. I'm sorry. Okay?
What?